Yo, what's up fam? Riley Hart here, coming at you live with another dose of real talk on self-care RX. You know how it is, right? Life's a roller coaster these days between school, work, that never-ending scroll, and trying to figure out your whole existence before you hit 30. It can feel like your brain is constantly running on fumes. You're probably thinking, girl, I need an entire self-care spa day just to survive Monday morning. But listen up, because today we're diving deep into something that's way more powerful than face masks and bath bombs. Self-compassion. Ever felt like you're your own worst critic? Like your inner monologue is a constant stream of you should be doing this better or why aren't you perfect like everyone else on Instagram? Yeah, I've been there. Trust me, that harsh inner voice is a total buzzkill and it's straining the life out of your emotional well-being. It's like constantly running on a treadmill, going nowhere but getting exhausted. So, how do we switch that negativity for some self-love? We gotta learn to treat ourselves with the same kindness and understanding we would give our best friend who's having a rough day. Think about it, you wouldn't tell your bestie they're stupid for messing up or lazy if they miss a deadline, right? You'd probably offer words of encouragement, a listening ear, and maybe even some pizza. That's what self-compassion is all about. Recognizing that everyone makes mistakes, everyone struggles sometimes, and that's okay. Now, I know what you're thinking. Easier said than done, Riley. But hear me out, self-compassion isn't just about being nice to yourself. It's a superpower. Seriously. When you treat yourself with kindness, you build resilience, manage stress better, and even boost your creativity. You become less afraid of taking risks because you know that even if things don't go perfectly, you've got your own back. Here's the tea. Practice mindful self-talk. Ditch those negative inner voices. When you catch yourself thinking, I'm so dumb, try replacing it with something like, I made a mistake, but that's okay, I can learn from this. It's like training your brain to be your cheerleader instead of your biggest critic. Acknowledge your feelings. Don't bottle them up. It's okay to feel sad, frustrated, or even angry sometimes. Allow yourself to experience those emotions without judgment. Think of it like giving yourself permission to have a good cry. It can actually make you feel better in the long run. Be kind to your body. This isn't about achieving some unattainable beauty standard. It's about treating your physical self with respect and care. Eat nourishing foods, get enough sleep, move your body in ways that feel good, and remember you are worthy of being treated well. Think about it like this. You wouldn't leave a cracked phone lying around to break further, right? You try to fix it or get it replaced because it's valuable. Your mental and emotional well-being is the same. You deserve care and attention just like any other important part of your life. Okay, real talk time. Picture this. You bombed that presentation in class and now you're spiraling with negative thoughts. You might be thinking, I'm such a failure, everyone thinks I'm stupid, but why am I even trying? But instead of falling down the rabbit hole of self-criticism, what if you took a moment to practice some self-compassion? Maybe you'd say something like, okay, that presentation didn't go as planned, but it's just one experience. I can learn from this and do better next time. Or I'm proud of myself for even trying, even though it was scary. See the difference? By acknowledging your feelings, recognizing the mistake without labeling yourself as a failure, and focusing on what you can learn, self-compassion helps you bounce back stronger. So, my friends, remember, self-compassion is not about being perfect or ignoring your flaws. It's about treating yourself with kindness and understanding, even when things get tough. It's like giving yourself a virtual hug and saying, hey, I got this. You're amazing just the way you are, and you deserve all the love and support in the world. Alright, enough with a pep talk, it's time for action. Start practicing self-compassion today. Leave a comment below telling me what one thing you're going to do differently, tag your bestie who needs to hear this, or hit that share button so we can spread some positivity. Don't forget to follow SelfcareRX, it's your daily dose of realness in a world full of filters. Peace out.
This podcast is created with the help of advanced AI to deliver thoughtful affirmations and positive messages just for you.